You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
And we're back! We're back in the warehouse, Max!
Hello.
Hi, Max!
Hi.
They found you!
They got me! I'm back. I'm back.
Oh, goodness me. I was worried for a little bit.
So was I.
What happened? So we did the podcast festival. It was great fun.
Yes, we had a wonderful time opening the Cheerful Earful Festival. We did our first ever live record of Sound Deals. It was an absolute treat. And then it's basically, I think what it is the oxygen quality outside
right. The
warehouse. It's just quite different.
Yeah. But surely you get to enjoy that when you deliver stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean,
what I did notice was that the Sound Deals producers they unshackled you from the concrete shoes that you have to wear when you deliver stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
No, you weren't carrying the penny farthing like bike
which hasn't been working recently.
Yeah,
and in fact, vis-a-vis, as you mentioned, the oxygen, in recent weeks they have been making me wear an oxygen tank that pumps in the oxygen quality from within the warehouse.
Which
I think is just to
the damp air.
Yeah, it's just a reminder of, you know, it means you always carry a bit of the warehouse.
I did not realize
with you, literally.
So you've been kind of walking around,
yeah,
concrete strapped to your shoes.
Well, running, really, yeah.
Carrying this kind of bike parts.
Yeah.
And wearing some kind of large scuba mask.
Yeah, it's a mask that covers just basically your mouth, nose, eyes and ears, really. And then just connects to a couple
it
of...
It covers your ears.
Yeah. it pumps...
I've seen the masks that cover your face, the front of your face, but this
actually tackles the ears as well, really.
it's a full head.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know piece. if you've ever seen Batman film with Bane, who has a kind of
okay,
it's like that, but I guess,
but that doesn't go around the ears, does
the eyes? If you can imagine just a sort of, I guess, just a more disturbing version of that, really.
Okay.
If you know, it's as though it's maybe the mother version of the mask which Bane wears, as though you know, it's more evolved.
So I feel like we're sidetracking a tiny bit because obviously you weren't wearing any of
for
the live show.
Yes, well, the producers, they prized that off me and they kind of, they unshackled me. I
Very
mean, basically,
nice.
It was just a case of A, even being able to kind of get into the venue, and B, just, you know, being relaxed and enjoying this very special moment which we had.
And enjoy it we did.
Yeah.
And then, it was time for you to head back to the warehouse, and if I remember rightly, the plan was to get in a manhole and swim back
once I'd been kind of popped back. Basically, the producers would have they would have kind of helped me very kindly back into all my gear. Then they would have silently got into their van and sort of driven away, and it would got back in and swam in the fast lane.
So talk me through it. What happened?
Well, I don't really know what happened, because what was supposed to happen was I was supposed to head out the fire exit door and turn left to meet the producers.
Right.
But instead, I don't know quite why, I literally jumped through a glass window and just sprinted, just really sprinted in the other direction. And it was, I don't know, something just came over me. And it was... It was a two-story drop, and yes, there were shards. But something, it was as though another force was taking over, and I just found myself propelled, just kind of charging in the opposite direction. And I don't really know why, but I kept on going and I just kept on going.
Goodness me. You spent a few weeks out in the wild?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was foraging. I was getting close to nature. I was dealing with some of the more problematic shards.
Great. And now, obviously, you were in central London at that point.
Yes, but I did get closer to nature as I made it on foot out of the city. I think we were recording in South London.
Yes.
Yes. So I basically, I went to, I went out into kind of Kent.
Okay. Yep. that's further south.
Yeah.
And slightly to the east.
Yeah. I went through East London. Down kind of through Woolwich and ultimately out into the Kent country, the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, lovely. The Garden of Eden.
Sorry. I hallucinated. I can't be sure whether or not any of this actually happened. I did, yeah, I did.
Because Kent
is known as the Garden of England, but yes. That's not what I'm talking about.
No.
I had essentially what I thought was...
Did you lose a lot of blood and then in Woolwich you started to hallucinate?
Yeah, you'd think the garden hallucination would have been in Kent, wouldn't you? But no, it was in urban Woolwich, near the Ordnance Pub. I had a brief moment of thinking that I was in the Garden of Eden. That turned out not to be the case. I was very kindly told to move on,
of course,
by the publican. Made it to Kent.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure why I was aiming to get to Kent, but I felt safer when I was there. I spent a few days foraging. I ate some wonderfully colourful berries. And now I know that colour doesn't actually equal a berry either being tasty or being good for you. So you learn so much as you go on these travels. And then, do you know what? It actually worked out for the best. Just as I was kind of reaching a point where I thought maybe it's time to return to the calm and the uh-huh. sanctity and the security of the warehouse. I woke up in my sort of little leaf bed that I had made for myself, and there they were, 10 or 15 smiling producers. I presume, obviously, they were masked, but you know, you get the feeling that they're smiling.
You can see it in there. Yeah, you can. Well, I was going to say eyes, but they always wear sunglasses, don't they?
It's the way the sunglasses glint, really.
Yes.
And they were breathing sort of heavily, which kind of felt friendly. And basically, it was just a case of a tase here and a tase there, and off I went.
How did they find you?
I don't know. There was a slight trickle of basically not all of the shards. It doesn't really matter. There were signs. An expert tracker could have found me. Mm. And also I think I was in the local newspaper. There were various complaints. You can actually, there's a sort of a trail of local news stories that followed
in a way. I'm surprised it took so long.
Do you know what? I think they were just letting me get it out of my system.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it out of your system?
The impetus is out of my system to go on an adventure.
Yeah, you look weak.
And thank you. And most of the glass is also out of my system. So it's, yeah.
It's so great to have you back.
Yeah, it's like that thing, isn't it? You know, once you've been on a holiday, you feel like you need another holiday.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my holiday.
Oh well, great. Well, I've had a wonderful time. I could tell you all about it later.
Sure.
But how about we get into that first product?
Absolutely.
The new romanticizer.
The new romanticizer. What a wonderful product to be able to share with you today.
Oh. What an exciting product. And just a massive thanks to Chris for sending that in to the Sound Deals team. Now, you, of course, can send in a product to us by emailing sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
Absolutely. Please do. And we would be delighted to test it and share it with the world. So thank you so much, Chris, for sharing with us the new Romanticizer. Now, the new Romanticizer was released after great public demand. Well, rather, public demand speaking out against the old Romanticizer, which I know, Ivan, you tried in earlier series of this podcast.
I did. We didn't advertise it on the podcast.
No.
Because, well, it never actually made its way.
It was an early demo.
It was. It was very early demo. It was very painful demo. And
the Romanticizer itself, or himself, was very old.
Yes. And no longer with us.
No, he passed away. I think it was midway through the 30 days, wasn't it?
Yes, which is why we no longer talk about that, really. And one of the reasons why the warehouse moved.
Yes, absolutely. But it did reveal a gap in the market.
It sure did.
For romanticizers of different ages.
Yes. Now, the new Romanticizer, obviously, it... Well, I mean, you were the person who experienced it for 30 full days.
30 romantic days.
Yes. Some people might hear this product name, think it has something to do with the new romantics music movement.
No.
Not at all.
That's not the case. It's Roman.
Okay.
Yes. You know, as in the people.
Right.
Yeah. And sizer is actually comes from incisor, a kind of tooth. And TI in the middle.
Okay.
Those are once again initials, as with the last time round.
Of course. So all this chat about romancing at the start.
Oh, well, you can use it to help with your, as it happened, I spent a romantic 30 days with the new Romanticizer.
Okay. Talk me through it. So
basically,
first of all, what are you getting with this product? I'm sure the listener at home wants to know.
Yeah, absolutely. What you're getting is essentially a set of dentures.
Yes.
It's a set of dentures which allow you to, not a full set of dentures.
No, I mean, it's just the incisors, as you said.
Yeah, well, the TI stands for teeth incomplete. So what you're getting is basically...
So just to recap, it's the new...
Yes.
Roman.
Yep.
As in... Ancient Roman.
Yes, indeed.
So the new ancient Roman.
Yeah.
Teeth incomplete.
Sizer. Yes. So
Wait, are the sizers part of it or the...
Yeah, basically what it is, it's some children's teeth that have been from a Roman burial ground. And what you do is you pop them in your mouth. And that is just a way of bringing you closer to one of the most sort of beloved... peoples of the ancient world, and it is quite different to the old Romanticizer, who was just an elderly Italian man, I believe.
Yes.
Giuseppe.
And you know, I got a lot of love for Giuseppe,
and he had a lot, almost too much for you.
I would say too much, but unfortunately he did pass away.
Yeah, he was laid to rest. And we don't need to go into any more details about the various elements of those processes.
Yeah, the less we talk about him, the better.
But we do, we have a lot of love and respect for Giuseppe's work. No, this is a very different take. New refers to the fact that the deceased was younger. But I think, he would be happy to know that his teeth are being put to good use. You pop them in your mouth and...
This is a real Roman... dead child.
Yeah, as I...
teeth. which
As I understand
and
it.
And it's not a full set.
No. As I understand it.
And you pop them in your mouth.
Yes, indeed.
For 30 days.
Where else the teeth go? I mean, longer if you own them. I had to take them out after 30 days. And more's the pity.
So they're not loose.
Huh?
They're not loose.
They're not. I mean, it depends how you. Luckily, I. Due to. Well, I'm not really sure exactly why. But in recent months, my teeth have themselves come a little free, as it were. So I happen to have gaps in the market, as it were, for.
Oh, okay. So is this product for people with an incomplete set of teeth, so that they can go on dates and give that perfect Hollywood smile, or that maybe that Roman smile?
Listen, a Roman nose is a very strong, aquiline nose that gives you the distinctive features of a Hollywood actor. And I felt exactly like a Hollywood actor as I popped this unfortunate child's incisors into my own, into my own kind of gum bed, really. Sadly, my incisors are still going strong, but I've got a couple of canines and just one of my front main teeth currently have slots available, as it were. So I, that's what I did. I popped them in and I really felt like $1 million or like a million Roman coins.
Denarii, if I remember rightly.
You're welcome.
So... if you at home, and we really do recommend that you do buy the new Romanticizer, because it's a product that unlike any other.
Completely.
You get a lovely little
bag.
Lovely. I was going to say pouch. Well, but yeah, it's
one man's bag is another man's pouch. and it really it really was one man's. It was actually Giuseppe. And I thought when I picked up that bag and I sort of felt its weight in my hand.
Let me just have a look. Oh, yeah. And no, it's very recognizable.
You know. When you know, you know. It's almost strange. You don't know how you know, but that really is. It really is Giuseppe, isn't it? So one man's bag. Dear Giuseppe's bag. Has become a pouch for these teeth. As we understand it, Chris, I think, found some remains remains in his garden, which he assures us are
yes,
those.
Chris is from Chester, which is the ancient Roman city of Deva.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, he has reason to believe that the remains he found in his garden are those of a Roman burial ground. So he's just doing the sensible thing. He's clearly bought into the old romanticizer business and wanted to freshen things up.
Yeah, and sorry, what was his connection to Giuseppe and the previous product?
Well, I mean, there's clearly one, because Giuseppe's I'm not aware of the exact, you know, handover process. Nor, because I wasn't testing at the time.
The handover was that was a certain move of Giuseppe's.
Giuseppe perfected.
And I really don't want to talk about it.
No, I mean, it was very acrobatic and perhaps part of the reason the dear man, although he's with us in spirit and in some ways more than that, he's, you know, we miss him and we love him dearly. But yeah, I don't personally recall, because I wasn't handling that side of things, whether Giuseppe's business was one that he was working for or whether he was essentially a one-man band kind of hoping...
Anyway,
hoping to expand.
That is definitely in the past, because this is a different product altogether. One that Chris is really has made his own.
Absolutely, it's as we say, it's one man's bag full of children's teeth, and they are yours to do what you will with. But it is suggested that you pop them in your mouth to give yourself a fabulous Roman smile.
And talk to me about the romantic month that you had with these children's teeth and this deceased testicular bag.
Listen, I don't think it's necessarily healthy to dwell too much on the fact that they happen to be teeth from a child. What matters is, firstly, they're streamlined, they're small, they're milk teeth, they're aesthetic. They look fabulous. Secondly, let's focus on the fact that, you know what's in at the moment? Being green. And what is this? This is an example of recycling in its purest form. You are using the remains, the body parts that were willingly given. We assume, and I hope, willingly given by the lovely Giuseppe and by this,
what, yeah, of course.
Who Chris believes to be a young Roman sort of prince. So in many ways, it's nourishing. It reminds you of the circle of life. And it's, you know, it. And as I say, it was a romantic 30 days because all of a sudden, who's got a gleaming white set of gnashes for the first time in quite a few months? This guy. So I was ready and willing to get back into the dating mix. Now, I wasn't able to because, as it happens, my work commitments mean that
I can't
socially mix. But can I get dressed up fancy in the clothes that I fashioned for myself in the warehouse? And can I go on a date night, that most important of date nights, a self-date night with myself? Absolutely, yes. It's very much a case of just preparing some food and then sitting next to the nearest reflective surface you can find and giving yourself a nice big broad Hollywood Roman smile.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So, quick question for the listeners at home who clearly definitely want to purchase this product. Once they pay for it, what happens? Because there's only, you know, Chris has dug up only a few. He hasn't even managed to find a complete set of children's teeth in his garden.
No.
So you get your package. You get the teeth in the bag.
Yes.
And then is it a subscription service? Are you paying for a certain amount of time, or is it just the one product that one lucky listener gets to keep?
Well, the thing with startups is it's always really exciting to see a businessman pivot. And Chris, who I did ask about that, I phoned him up, and whilst it was slightly difficult to talk with the teeth in because they slightly kind of altered the way that my voice sounded, we were able to converse, and he was able to share his thoughts on the future of the business. And whilst he does only have currently access to this small handful of teeth that he found, he's confident that he can get his hands on more teeth.
Wow, okay.
Just in general.
Yes.
He also, and I think quite rightly, feels that that there's a market out there for just teeth in general. Sure, the teeth of a Roman child might be at the top of the list of the type that you might want to pop into your mouth, but he feels that with his network, he will be able to acquire most likely human teeth, and if not, those of a dog or cat. But he will. That's what you're getting.
And so obviously, romanticizer. 90% of that product name is to do with the fact that it's Roman and it's teeth incomplete.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So he is able to confirm that the teeth that he sends will be incomplete.
Oh, that's great to know.
So that's a huge part of it.
That is good. That is good.
And he encourages you to just think about the Roman element as just the kind of brand. That's just.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. The very first product is Roman,
yes.
We presume.
Yeah, absolutely. We presume and we assume.
But future teeth may or may not be.
They may or may not be Roman.
But they will be teeth incomplete.
Absolutely.
And there will be incisors.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe the plan is that I've returned everything. But I think basically you will get them in Giuseppe's bag and you're asked to just post that back. There's a Roman element there.
Yes. So they arrive in Giuseppe's bag, but
yes.
you must send that back.
Absolutely.
Do your teeth get cleaned before they get sent off to the first person?
That's a good idea. I don't have, obviously, I currently don't have access to the relevant equipment, but it would be a lovely, yeah, it'd be a lovely gesture. I, you know, was thrilled to receive them and just sort of pop them in, and then eventually they were taken. The Sound Deals producers just sort of reached into my mouth and removed them, and I didn't really have a chance. So, yeah, I think, you know, if you have access to running water, firstly, good for you. Secondly, yeah, give them a rinse.
But also, we'll assume that they have been cleaned as well.
Yes, absolutely. Also, was the question when they get returned?
Sorry.
Or when before you put them in?
Would those teeth that you have had in your mouth for 30 days, have they been cleaned before they go to the first person that buys them?
Oh, yeah, again, no idea, because they were removed from my mouth by the hands of the Sound Deals producers. But again, I assume so.
Wonderful.
I assume the best.
Well, the new romanticizer can be yours today, especially good for those who don't have a full set of teeth, but why not increase your smile?
Exactly. Increase your smile. The teeth are small. You'll find space for them. They're great for people with a hole in their teeth, but they won't burn a hole in your pocket.
Sock lubricant.
Sock lubricant.
Oh, my God. Thank God. You know, there are some times when a product comes across the Sound Deals desk, and this one slid across it.
It did indeed.
and you think, yes, where has this been all my life? And I think sock lubricant was one of those.
Yes, absolutely. Sock lubricant was a real treat. It was a real surprise. Sock, of course, short for Socrates. And I think it's fair to say we've all struggled with the concepts, writings, thoughts, and philosophies of Socrates.
Every day.
Every day. You study Socrates every day, don't you, Evan?
Yes. And every day I struggle with it, to be perfectly honest.
Absolutely. Well, this is it. I think the inventors of sock lubricant spotted a real gap in the market, which is people are baying and clamoring for more Socrates in their lives, but it's tricky to fit him in. So how do you fit something in that's tricky?
You lubricate it.
You lube it up. And that is basically what sock lubricant is. It takes those concepts, it moistens them up, and then in they go.
Now let's get into it. Let's really delve.
Yes.
So what is maybe one thing that Socrates said?
Well, so many to choose from. He's got a lot of iconic quotes, has Socrates, and he's definitely he's a thinker.
If I search the internet now, obviously anyone can search the internet for a quote of Socrates, but what sock lubricant does is it makes you understand it on a deeper level.
Yeah, absolutely.
But let me just pull up a random Socrates quote, and then we'll delve into how the sock lubricant really does its thing.
Perfect, perfect.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
Absolutely. The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. And how Socrates knew that himself is a question that historians have sort of debated for many, many years. It's a tricky concept, but it's one that kind of makes more and more sense the more you think about it. I suppose I should point out that sock lubricant is essentially a small effigy of a bearded philosopher's face,
mm-hmm.
Which is itself covered in lubricant.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when I say those ideas kind of go inside you, it's very, very literal. It contains, or printed in small print on the effigy are the writings and thoughts of Socrates, with a type of ink that it is believed helps transmit those ideas.
And that ink itself is a lubricant.
Yeah. That's where, I mean, basically, if you squeeze the head, the lubricant itself kind of exudes from the print itself. So it's like Socrates is talking to you in his own inimitable way.
So talk me through the user experience. So you had it for 30 full days, Max.
Boy, did I. Yeah.
And it's not small.
No. So to be honest, I needed most of those 30 days to really get to grips with the great man. Yeah, no, it's the size of a small pineapple.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But as I say, the text does exude this lovely sort of substance, and the ink that the text is printed in is a mild hallucinogen.
Wow.
So
okay.
In many, many ways, it really does help you internalize Socrates' work, which is ultimately the aim of the product.
Wonderful, wonderful. Might I ask you how you would apply this product to your body?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can choose.
You can choose.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. There are various levels at which one the user manual suggests you kind of you approach it. The novice level, it's a little pat on the head.
Okay.
You simply lay your hand on the scalp of Socrates and you start to you start to feel his wisdom.
Do you read the sentences and then pat, or do you pat and read at the same time?
It's a constant stroking system.
Okay, so they want you to stroke
one,
his head.
Yeah, you stroke his head, which brings one luck anyway. But particularly so when you're reading some of the greatest wisdom in human history. And as you're starting to feel this lovely gliding sensation, and then the subtle sort of wooziness that the hallucinogenic element kind of offers you. So that's the novice approach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lovely way in. It's a lovely way to make you feel comfortable with Sock, and kind of get you ready for the next stage. It's in the armpit, basically.
Right.
It's a way of just getting you wedge it in, you wedge it up.
Okay.
You're visibly reading less of the text at
yes,
this point.
Yes, of course.
You can see a little bit out of the corner of your eyes. You sort of look down and left if you plump for the left armpit, as I did. But you're a lot closer to the great man, to his thoughts, to his ideas.
And can we skip all the way to the final stage?
Okay, so I was by this point hallucinating extremely heavily. Yeah. I have no real recollection of the last week and a half.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you know. It was the nostril that you were going for.
Okay, so that explains, I mean, this whole, everything that's going on with my nose at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
I did wonder.
Yeah. So for the listener at home, I'll just describe it. I guess, those earrings that are... I think they're called flesh holes?
Yeah. Flesh tunnels.
Yeah. Yes. So gradually stretching out of the lobe to a larger and larger circumference.
Absolutely. They look beautiful.
It's kind of what's happened with one of Max's nostrils, the left one.
Again, the left. Yeah.
And obviously, sock is no longer there. So you just got a real dangly nostril at the moment.
Yeah, I've got a drooper. Yeah. I've been meaning to look into that. Well, not physically, although I can. Very easy to look into it now. I just lift it and peer. I've got a big old drooper now as a result of my time with the sock lubricant. But I also feel, you know, so much wiser overall.
Mm. So you feel wiser. Are you wiser? Could you maybe impart some wisdom?
Well, I mean, the thing about being wise is that you learn how wise you're not.
Ah.
So
I love it.
My wisdom, when I say I feel wise, what I mean is I've never felt more ignorant.
Yes.
Which
feels very Socrates.
Which feels very wise, which feels very, very Socratic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the good thing is, although Sock himself has now been taken away from me, I've got the memories, I've got the lingering sensations.
You do have the memories.
Well, I mean, I've got the same amount of memories that you know. I mean, I don't know what happened in that last week, but
I was going to say,
I guess it's more of a vibe than a memory.
Sure,
I've got a kind of feeling, and I've got certainly still some of whatever that chemical was in my bloodstream. It definitely hasn't gone away, and I've got the droopy nost, which I mean, I can it's actually quite comforting to have. I can use it as a bit of an eye mask when needed. I can just take it, turn it, pop it basically over
both eyes.
I can almost over my head, really. Yeah. Do you see the skin is actually quite
goodness
quite,
me
quite elastic.
I see you folded a bunch of it up your nose.
Yeah.
Now that it's unfurled,
it's all the way out. You're like,
wow.
Amazing.
It's almost like a swimming cap.
Yeah, basically.
Is dangling from like, your... There we go. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And it also, if I wear it like that, it kind of gives me the illusion of having a nice bald dome, which again makes me feel closer to Socrates.
Well, there you have it, guys. You too can be wise in learning how unwise you are.
Absolutely.
The sock lubricant could be yours today.
As Socrates said, live, laugh, love.
It's time for Brand Ambassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
Good news, Ivan. I'm feeling pretty positive.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Have the Sound Deals producers given you a room to sleep in?
Well, I mean, it is a warehouse a room.
I mean, it's a very large damp room, yeah.
In which case, yes, that's a tick.
Okay,
a big tick for a big room. But in fact, I'm being joined by someone in the room.
Ah.
As are you?
Yes, of course. It's Brand Ambassador O'Clock.
It is indeed Brand Ambassador O'Clock, and we have a really special Brand Ambassador this week joining us in the Sound Deals warehouse. Not sleeping next to me on my little nest, but joining us here in the recording area of the warehouse to tell us all about a wonderful product. He is a phenomenal stand-up comedian. He is one third of superb sketch trio Sheeps. He is the creator of Please Like and the wonderful Ladhood, the third and final series of which is available to watch as we speak on iPlayer, something I personally don't have access to here in the warehouse, but I understand many other people do. But he is here today in his capacity as a brand ambassador. He's telling us all about a wonderful product. Liam Williams, welcome to the Sound Deals warehouse.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very kind of you to list those comedy credits that I have, but really today is all about the product and my role as an ambassador, brand ambassador.
Yeah. Yeah, apologies for getting caught up in the frivolous side of your career. This is, as you say, this is more about hard business.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, this is where the money lies, really.
Well, it's certainly not in sketch comedy, as we've discovered.
No, but I'm not doing it for the money. I believe in the product.
Of course.
and I want people to have it. The money is secondary.
Absolutely, and that is the kind of passion that we absolutely adore here at Sound Deals. So without further ado, I think let's get into the product itself.
Yeah, the product, of course, is...
The Anxiety Hat.
The Anxiety Hat, yeah. I mean, it speaks for itself, but... I'm sure the world we live in these days, everything that's going on, a lot of people, more and more people, are struggling with anxiety. It's become a pandemic. It's the new pandemic, I would say. And that's why I have become a brand ambassador for this hat. I haven't invented the hat. That will, you know, that I've got a team of scientists who are much, much more intelligent and clever and anxious. Yeah. Everybody who works for me and works on the hat is anxious, because that's the way that we guarantee the sort of passion.
Yeah, integrity.
That's required, and integrity. But a very capable team of scientists have helped me develop this hat, which I'm going to go out there and say will end anxiety if enough people buy it.
There's the crux.
That is the
crux.
It is a hat which will end anxiety if enough people buy it. Which is interesting, because I was the first person to test the product. And obviously, as it stands, it is just me testing the hat. And one of the extraordinary features is that the more people who buy the hat,
yes,
the more effective it is. So
the better it works, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So which makes perfect sense.
At this stage, you know, if you're putting this hat on expecting it to end
alleviate
your anxiety,
even,
then you're a fool. But over time, more and more people put the hat on, and you'll notice the difference.
Absolutely. 100%. This is what I've been advised. This is what the instructions say. And I took a lot of kind of solace in that knowledge as I wore the hat. I'm contractually obliged to test every product for 30 days. So it was it was a month long period of being the only person wearing the anxiety hat, and knowing that although I was completely and utterly alone in that endeavor at the time, should more people invest in the hat, as of course they should, that would create a community, a sort of a social safety net, the knowledge that there are a whole load of people out there going through the same thing as you, and enjoying the communal experience.
Well, you're talking about it as if it's purely some sort of placebo, which is not...
No,
not the case.
No, no, no.
I've just told you there's a team of scientists,
of course,
who developed this hat, and I'm not a scientist, so I can't tell you what they know or what they've done. But this goes beyond a social, a psychosomatic.
Oh no, no! It's, there is big. Yeah. There is hard tech, and there is big tech, behind
yeah.
that.
There's hard tech. There's more soft tech. There's some hard tech, but it's mostly soft tech. But there is tech. Crucially, there's tech.
Fantastic. How does the hard tech and the soft tech differ behind the hat?
I don't know how many times I can tell you I'm not a scientist, but nonetheless, I am passionate about this hat. So I've been trying to get my head around it, no pun intended.
Lovely.
The hard tech is the hat itself. It's made from a...
It's a hard hat.
It's a hard hat,
yeah.
Essentially, like a builder's hat.
Yes, it's very much. It's very. It looks very almost identical.
Yeah, but there are now we're introducing a range of different colours and patterns. We just got a Paw Patrol range because we see this as being something that's
for anxious children.
For children, because there's a lot of anxiety amongst the child community.
Yes,
increasingly. But for all intents and purposes, it's a hard hat. That's the hard tech. And then the soft tech is in the form of definitely wires.
Yes.
I believe microchips, things like this. And that's what's really doing the work in terms of what the hat is capable of.
Yeah. Now, as far as I can understand it, the hat, once enough people wear it, will share out the anxiety. So it kind of equalizes the anxiety. Now, obviously, you're kind of selling it to anxious people, but the more anxious people that wear the hat, the more anxious everyone gets. So really, what you need is very mellow people to wear it so that they can get a little bit more anxious and kind of spread out that anxiety so that eventually everyone kind of has a level amount of anxiety.
Yeah, and it's a bit like some of the calculations that are going on with renewable energy at the moment where, you know, people are trying to think of ways, you know, because with renewables, sort of wind and hydro, stuff like this, energy might be generated a great deal in a particular area at a particular time on a very windy day, but then there might not be much demand for that energy there and then. So we need to think of ways to be able to spread that energy around the network and store it in batteries effectively. And that's what we're saying is going to work for anxiety as well. The HAT network, which is the crucial piece of soft tech or part of the soft tech that underpins this. As I say, I'm not a scientist, so I don't really understand it, but I'm told and persuaded that this is groundbreaking soft tech. The anxiety network will distribute the anxiety evenly, or at least it will recognize, hey, maybe there's someone about to give a keynote speech. It might help them to have a little extra adrenaline and cortisol flooding through their brain at the moment. And it might take that away from somebody who's pent up, you know, who's unemployed, terrified, sitting at home, paralyzed by anxiety, completely overwhelmed, can't leave the house. The hat can take that anxiety away and give it to someone else.
Absolutely. I mean, what we're saying here is that this is a product, it's probably a first in the Sound Deals warehouse, is a product that really should be purchased by every single person in the world, because the more people who own the anxiety hat, the better it functions. I understand that there's in terms of the launch of the product, the idea is to get a fair few anxiety hats out to some Hawaiian surfers who don't really have any anxiety at all. They're hanging loose. They've got a lot of relaxation and they're happy to spread it around. I'm excited by the prospect of that, because obviously I, as the first person to wear the hat, had the great pleasure of absorbing the anxiety of your team of scientists who, as you mentioned, were themselves all
very anxious.
And may I say that the purity and the acuity with which I felt all of that anxiety being kind of pumped into my brain using the aforementioned microchips and wires was so extraordinarily powerful that I could only imagine how relaxing the anxiety hat could be were it connected, you know, as and when the hat network gets up and running.
You could feel it working.
Oh, so, so hard.
And you could feel it making you really anxious.
Well, I mean, as it happens, yes, but I'm here to
imagine
proof of concept. It was concepts, absolutely, yeah. Mwah, you know,
if it was that powerful, but it was actually doing something good.
Oh, I did imagine that, and I do imagine that,
In fact, when you imagine that, that made you slightly less anxious, which obviously went straight into the network.
Yes. So it was quite remarkable, actually. Every time I felt myself becoming less anxious, I was able to put myself into positive headspace. Really impressively, the anxiety hat would take that positive that positive energy, and it would dissipate immediately. I could feel it getting sort of sucked out of the out of my brain, and presumably distributed to the scientists.
Presumably, yeah. And then you felt more anxious again, did you, at that point?
Well, yes, at that point I was marinating in a strange combination of my own pre-existing anxieties, the anxiety that I achieved or that I kind of acquired as a result of my happiness being kind of mechanically removed from my brain, and then this sort of third-hand anxiety digitally implanted in my brain, care of the scientists. And then, again, I'm not a scientist, but possibly a sort of fourth anxiety just related to that overall experience.
You've got to expect the hat, at least for a while, to make your anxiety worse, because it's only by it getting worse that it can get better.
Absolutely. The hat giveth and the hat taketh away.
Currently, it only works if you are connected via Ethernet to a telephone line. Are there any plans for making it maybe more mobile so that people can wear the hat out and about as opposed to within a 10-meter radius?
10-meter? My Ethernet cable was only 3 inches. And unfortunately, it was near... I didn't mention that the Ethernet port is near the floor. So for me, it was a case... It was a case of being...
Yeah, you were on all fours, weren't you, Max?
Low.
I was physically low. Not necessarily low. Emotionally low.
But hopefully not mentally low. Emotionally low.
Yeah. Now, Max, I'm just getting word that there is someone wearing the anxiety hat...
Oh, wonderful.
...that's about to enter a hostage negotiation. So just let us know how you're feeling.
Goodness. Yeah, I am getting so it feels a bit like static, except if static were, like experiencing the feeling of a stranger screaming. It works well.
It's working.
And I'm not even plugged directly into the Ethernet cable at this point. So that's,
fantastic. We better get you to Liam's team of scientists to figure out exactly what's going on there. And hopefully we can make the anxiety hat progress even further.
Yeah, it's huge developments in the field of anxiety. And finally, speaking of developments, what's next for the field of the anxiety hat or anxiety smart tech as a whole?
Really, we have put all our eggs in the hat basket for now. So I would just... like people to buy the hat.
Absolutely.
And
that's why you're here, that's why we're here, and that is the message. If you're anxious, buy the hat. If you're not anxious,
please, buy the hat.
Please, please do buy the hat.
Doubly please.
Well, thank you so much, Liam. And Max, you just got a little bit of blood trickling down from your ear there. So
my ear is not nearly as bad as the poor gentleman who was in a hostage situation until very recently. I'd rather not talk about how that has resolved itself. But Liam, thank you so much for joining us in the Sound Deals Warehouse.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
What a smashing episode.
Oh, I had so much fun. It was so great to be back in the warehouse with you, Max.
I have got to say, it is good to be back.
And
sorry, can I finish? I've got to say, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. I am glad to be back.
Okay, I see you're reading from a little card there.
I need to get it all out in one go.
Oh, okay.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back. I'm glad to be back. Thank you to the Sound Deals producers. Okay, that's it.
Okay, great. I feel that I echo those words. I'm so glad to have you back next to me. Obviously, I'm also glad to be leaving the warehouse very shortly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to our extra special guest, Liam Williams, with the Anxiety Hat.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And if that, so you're, I mean, yeah, you're heading out back into the,
into
that wide, wide world where I was, fairly recently. What did you get up to whilst I was on my holes?
Oh, what didn't I get up to? It's my ex, I mean, I don't want to say, but it's my ex-wife's, mother.
You guys been
codename K. we have been visiting those
war memorials.
Of course.
Yeah,
we've been going up and down the... I mean, to be honest, I'm surprised I've not...
I don't know why more people don't do it. Oh, yeah. You should. I was very near it. I mean, Woolwich has some wonderful war memorials.
We're not going to hit W for a while. Obviously, we did start on K.
Yes. But you're doing it alphabetically from
yes.
K.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I spent a very lovely evening on a bench near a Woolwich War Memorial. So what has oh,
wonderful.
Get, when you get there, I'd highly recommend.
Yeah. Well, we'll be sure to check it out, take a somber selfie, then, you know, she'll write some stuff down for her blog, yet to be published. And then I don't know if there are any decent eateries nearby.
That's a good question. I wasn't I didn't really that wasn't really my focus during my travels.
Fair enough.
I did see lots of people eating.
Great.
And it looked pretty decent.
Yeah. Well, we're moving on from Italian restaurants.
Oh really?
Yeah. To Spanish tapas restaurants.
Okay.
I'm talking La Tasca.
La Tasca.
Yeah.
Nice. Is that a place?
Yeah, it was a great restaurant that we went to.
In keeping with your
it's a chain. And you can go to any one of them if you want.
Okay, so it's in keeping with her love of she likes to support chains.
She's a big fan of chain restaurants.
It's a really good idea. Lots of people are like, you know, let's support small independent businesses. Do you know what? It's actually much more worth your time. Support a chain, because if you support a chain, it will be there for you in more locations around the country, around the world even.
It will. It really will. And obviously, you know, ultimately, you are supporting individual people.
Absolutely. Everyone's an individual person, really, if you get right down to it.
But this way, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, and Kay really does sound like a very individual person.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's really individual. We've been having so much fun recently.
Go on.
And I've been discovering so much about my ex-wife that I just did not know about.
Okay, what kind of thing?
Just all sorts. Showing me loads of photos of her just like looking really different.
Different
hair color.
Okay, fair enough.
Different. I would say, you know, kids, it's just amazing how much kids change.
Right. So she's been showing you photos of kids and saying that that's your ex-wife.
Yeah, but back when, you know, she was a kid.
Right.
Looking, you know, basically looking like a chubby boy.
Okay. Oh, wow. So looking, okay. Right. So looking very different.
Very different from my ex-wife who, yeah, I mean, she lost all that puppy fat. She lost that mustache when she was 18.
Oh, okay. She's been showing you a series of photos of someone growing up through the ages.
Yeah.
And this is...
And she's, you know, she's clearly had, like, that tattoo removed, which I was impressed by, because I thought, you know, how do you remove face tattoos?
A face tattoo and a moustache?
Yeah.
Aged 18?
Yeah.
And how old was your ex-wife when you met her?
Oh, 21. A lot changed in just a few years.
Well, it's that thing, isn't it? You leave university and you're really a different person.
She really was. She really was. But so it's been great knowing...
Out of interest.
Yeah.
When Kay is showing you these photos...
Yeah.
What is she sort of saying about, like, what's the kind of, do you sit in silence and she just holds them up, or is there any kind of narrative she's trying to share with you here?
So I'm you know, reminiscing about my ex-wife.
Yeah.
Then she sometimes calls her a different name, bit of fun. Then she says, have a look at these.
And sorry,
then...
she calls her a different name.
Sorry?
She calls her a different name.
Yeah. She just, yeah, sometimes.
Right. As a bit of fun.
Yeah. So she's like, Robert, I miss him so much.
Right, okay. It's almost like she's having a different...
Then she shows me these photos.
Okay.
And then she calls me Robert.
Right.
Yeah, you know, these things happen. Then she talks about the war.
Which one?
Afghanistan.
Right. Post the war on terror. We're talking post 9/11, led by the Americans. That
yeah.
And what's her take on that?
The good old days, she calls them.
Right.
Yeah. She often pours herself a large spicy red, which is her own concoction. It's not red
it's
wine.
It's not red wine.
No,
it's
no,
a sort
no.
of cocktail of sorts.
Yeah, it's Ribena, right. Vodka, and Tabasco.
Oh, wow, that is a spicy red. But I can see that it wouldn't be.
And then she kind of just falls asleep.
Right.
That's often in the afternoon, or you know, it's often on a train, to be honest.
Right, I was gonna say,
we need to visit a lot
of course a lot of war memorials. Well, I mean, as ever, your interactions with Kay throw up more questions than yeah. we perhaps have time for, but I mean it's wonderful that you're having such a positive experience,
having
with
the
Kay,
best of times with her,
and that you've been able to see these photos of somebody who may well be your ex.
Yeah. It's so great to learn and to, you know, to love in a new way, because I'm finding out so much more about my ex-wife than she ever told me.
Wow, yeah.
Because, you know, the way she painted her childhood was just so different to how her mother, portrays things.
And let's not discount all of the things that your ex-wife actually told you for now. Let's hold both possibilities. Let's use kind of quantum
well,
mechanics.
There's two sides to every story.
Yeah.
And, you know...
And one side is true and one is...
Well, you know, one side is grew up in North London, and the other side is grew up in Florida.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, one person's North London is another person's Florida. It's amazing.
That's not a phrase. We'll catch up on that. I'd love to hear more about
absolutely
about.
Well, I'll tell you about it. Oh, sorry. What was that?
Is that some recalls?
Oh, how weird. Sorry, I don't think
this is new. But if a product or two has been recalled, we will quickly we'll quickly rattle through and explain what happened.
Let's.
Mud computer.
The Mud computer. Mud, of course, being an acronym for mouse und dog.
Yes. Less skilled programmers than we thought.
Yes, apologies.
Swedish Army knife.
Less brutally efficient than the Swiss Army knife, the Swedish Army knife was more into social democracy and saunas, which would have been brilliant had it worked.
It's mainly just a pamphlet.
Yes, yeah.
Storage contaminator.
The storage contaminator, unfortunately, very faulty, rendered all your storage incredibly untoxic and uncontaminated.
Sterile, almost.
Yeah. I mean, in many ways, mind-blowing technology. But
yeah, much better, but we are recalling it.
We're taking it back and having them all destroyed. We'll never know how it worked.
Courage chocolate.
Yes, it took a lot of courage to eat this chocolate.
At which point, many people discovered that it was not chocolate. But we are recalling the product and we commend you for your courage.
Yeah, you're very brave.
The instruction song.
Apologies to all who followed the instructions on the instruction song. It was very catchy, but the things...
Oh, it's catchy.
It was a catchy, catchy song, but the instructions were very, very wrong.
Which are the first two lines of the song.
Listen, you should have listened. Anyway, we're calling it back in.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.